Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to Create Your Implementation Plan. So you've reviewed all the data, as we talked about in episode number 8, and now you're going to think about what your gaps are, what your priorities are, and then what your goals are. Again, being very specific about what we want to do differently, and then creating a timeline. This can be a long-term 1 to 3 year timeline, a midterm 6 to 12 months, or maybe some short-term goals in that 0 to 6 months. So transformation takes a long time. I thought that I could fully implement suicide prevention in a healthcare system within a year. Well, it took 5 years to do it, and it's an ongoing process, to be honest. But sometimes you just need to start small with those implementation and set those short-term goals as you think about what you ultimately, you know, what paint done looks like for you. Training is essential, and we talked about training resources in a previous episode. Based on your data, where your staff and your partner said, I really don't feel confident about this topic, what trainings need to be done and where are you going to get those? You know, is it a course? Is it a webinar? Is it an outreach to your community mental health to see if they have a free training, for example? Youth mental health first aid can be a training that many mental health organizations have funding to offer for free. Screening. What screens are you going to introduce and outline the workflow and make sure that your staff and your partners are fully trained on what the screen is, how to score it, and how to manage positive screens. An outline for that, you know, now what is really important. You don't want to be asking the questions if you don't have a plan for how you're going to manage that. What will follow-up and care coordination look like? If you identify a screen that suggests a significant use of substances, do you have a therapist in your community or a program to address substance use disorders in teens? They can be hard to find, but you want to think about what are the regional and local resources that you have. And because so many things now can be accessed via telemedicine, that's another option, teletherapy. So again, when you're asking these, you want to be thinking, okay, if I get a positive, what's the plan? What are my resources? How do I link with whomever I'm going to refer them to so that I can pass on the important information? This leads me to partnering up. Who are your community partners? Who are the mental health providers in your community, both on the public side or the private side, who can provide the resources you need? Is there someone that is specifically treating eating disorders? What about non-suicidal self-injury? What about suicide prevention? Do you have therapists that are well-versed in this area of expertise? Anxiety, CBT, all the things. So you really want to identify what do you have available? How might you network with them? You might want to think about a community partners event. Invite them to your practice or set up a meeting where you bring in a big group of people and have an event. If you want to see an outline for how to design a program, there are 4 different types of gatherings that I've outlined in the workbook. So that can be anything from a meet and greet, an in-depth training type of gathering. Maybe it's just a brown bag. You know, they come to your practice and you offer pizza, something like that. So there are different types of gatherings and you kind of want to think about what is it that you need and who's available. Partnering is important. This is not a go-it-alone area. You want to network with people who can help you. Data collection and quality improvement. This is really important. This was not my area of expertise. So you need to find the people in your sphere who have expertise in this. Maybe one of your partners is really interested in data collection and, you know, QI, QA projects. Maybe you sign up for an MOC Part 4 and you have a process that you're going to implement so that you can get your credits for certification. That's another option. But make sure that you're collecting data because it will inform what you're doing. Do we need to change? Are we meeting the needs? And it will also help, especially if you have any funding issues, perhaps in your organization. If you're an employed physician, you can go to administration and say, gee, we started screening for depression and we're finding that 25% of the kids that we've screened have depression, and of those, 15% have suicidal ideation. We need some resources like integrated behavioral health. We could use a social worker in our practice and make the case for what you need. There are sample implementation guidelines for suicide prevention and substance use disorder prevention in the workbook where I go in depth as to how you might implement an intervention over time. You know, what are those short-term, medium-term, long-term? So if you want to see an example, that would be the place to go. So the workbook has all kinds of resources. And again, if you want to talk about this, set up a discovery call. The link is on the pediatricmeltdown.com website. And we can start talking about your projects. Thanks so much. And I appreciate you joining me. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.